What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. Yes, I, like most personalities on radio and TV, are at our home base. And so I'm live in Pendleton. Bernie, I have a question to ask you. Our cats are outside the door crying that they want to come in. Now, we can't let them in because this whole apparatus for broadcasting is a single wire, and it's in back of this big, huge console. And if they go back there and they disconnect it, I'm out of luck. So we can't do that. But if you brought Ethel in here, you think you get her to say hello to the audience?
I'll try.
Well, give it a try. So Bernie's going. Ethel was just there a minute ago. If she can get Ethel and bring her in here. Meanwhile, we're asking a couple of things. Social distance, are you running into anything like that? And also, the governor described as insensitive, arrogant, self-destructive, and disrespectful. Now, he was talking about the kids at the beach and the kids at the parks. Do you agree with that? Okay, Ethel is now within strike. Hi, honey. How are you? Do you want to say something to the audience, Ethel? Say hello. Come on. Here we go. She's looking at my mic, but she's not going to talk. She was just squawking a minute ago. She's shy. Anyway, let's go to line one, and line one would be Dutch. Dutch, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fine, Dutch. What's on your mind today?
Well, I know the social distancing is one thing, and I do see it some places and some not, but my concern is I'm seeing young people and all the people that are trying to do protective equipment, you know, such as gloves and masks. But what I'm seeing is that people are not trained, which is hard to train, but at least talk to on your stations and other stations that some of the younger people listen to, of how to take off the gloves and the masks. And I'm seeing people putting on the gloves as a good thing, wearing a mask, but they're taking their gloves off like they're snow gloves. And then once they have one glove off, they take the other glove off with their bare hand that they were trying to keep the things that were on the glove off of them. And now they've infected themselves with what they're trying to stay away from. And then
I know. I saw a feature of that on television. You almost have to, especially with the high-tech gloves, you almost have to be trained on how to do it. It's not as easy as it looks, and that's your point, I think.
Exactly. And, I mean, as a past EMT and a firefighter, but we are trained, you know, you take a glove off. Gloves that we always use are one-use gloves, and technically they are one-use gloves. And you take it off from inside out, so you never touch anything other than what your skin already touched. And then as a mask, you take the mask off before you take your gloves off, and you only take it from the outside. And in my own personal things with family and whatnot, I've seen this, and I'm like, guys, you have to do it this way. And they never knew, and they didn't understand. And it's just that one time that, and we're seeing younger people getting more infected. some of those people may have been doing exactly what they needed to do, but they didn't understand how to do it the right way.
That's a good point, and I've seen the highest level doctors say the mask is to keep you from giving something to somebody else rather than not catching something from somebody else. And that's another thing that's that I didn't know until I heard it from the doctors. Thank you, Dutch. Thank you for that information. Appreciate it. Yeah, guys, have you seen the same videos I do? That it's almost a training session on how to put on the gloves and the mask, and you have to have a seal around the perimeters of the mask and your face. Have you guys had your face sealed?
No, I have not had my face sealed. Or have I worn gloves? I
feel sorry for you about that. But how about you, Buzzy?
He's busy right now. He's handling something for us.
Buzzy is busy. Okay, we've got time to go to line two then. Line two would be Terry. Terry from Texas, you're on WBEN. Hello, Terry. I do not see Terry, and I do not hear audio. Hello? Yes. Okay, next caller would be Fred from New Mexico, line four. Fred, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Mr. Beach.
Hello, Fred from New Mexico.
I noticed only one person that was concerned with distance. I don't see that many people anyway. I go shopping, and that's about it, you know, as far as getting close to people. Most of my friends are staying home. So anyway, I open the door, and the guy steps back quickly, the 6 feet.
And who was at the door? Somebody delivering something or trying to sell you something or what?
He was trying to drum up business for landscaping.
Oh, okay. Well, I can understand that if you open the door, you don't want to see him standing there and he doesn't want to see you standing there. But what did he expect when he rang the bell?
Yeah. Well, that was the point. He did the right thing.
Yeah. You were more than 6 feet away probably anyway.
Right.
So did you sign him up? Did you say, yes, do my landscaping, or did you shoo him away?
I had to say no.
Yeah. We're basically like you, Fred. I'm here with two cats and a fiancé. How about that? And it's kind of a closed circuit. This is where it is. We've got the things we need for the foreseeable future, and we're obeying what we're supposed to be obeying.
Yeah. Well, we are, essentially.
Do you have enough food and things to get you to point B?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, Fred, because we look forward to your calls. So thank you.
Oh,
give our best to everybody around your home. Thank you. That's Fred from New Mexico. Let's take a break on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. We're asking several different questions. Have you been involved with a social distance measurement? It's supposed to be about 6 feet away from somebody. Sometimes that's impossible. And so we'd like to hear from you. We just heard from Fred, who opened the door, and there was a guy standing there wanting to do landscaping, and they were both startled by it. You know, when you ring the doorbell and you open the door, pretty good odds that there's going to be somebody there. So we're asking that question. Have you been associated with that? Also, one of the texters said, do you have to go grocery shopping every day? It makes more sense, even if you regularly go every day, to go and put more in your cart, not to the hoarding level, but just put more in your cart so you don't have to go every day. So that's one less person that you're exposed to or that they're exposed to, and less traffic, less everything. If you can bundle it up at least a couple of times a week, it would be helpful. And do you grocery shop every day? And if so, what are you experiencing? I think they're still diving for the pallet of toilet paper for some reason. And I want to know, the governor called those kids on the beaches of Miami and the kids on the parks of New York insensitive, arrogant, self-destructful, and disrespectful because they're disobeying it's not a hard and fast rule, but it's a strong suggestion that you stay in the house. What do we have now? Let's go to... who's on line five? I think it's Bill. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, yes, I'm here for you.
Yes, Bill, what do you have for us today?
I'm hoping that you're plugged into one of those outlets that's protected by your generator, unlike the TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's like a can of cat food and the cats will start meowing for that. I was just wondering.
Yeah, that's true. That now, as soon as we close the door, on the other side of the door, they began to talk again. So we'll try and get them on a little bit later. How are you doing? What would you like to talk about out of our potpourri of subjects?
No, I never thought I'd really agree with Governor Cuomo that much, but I like what he's saying about the kids. I guess maybe we could coin the term COVIDiots, because this is COVID-19, and when they're not acting responsibly, they're kind of COVIDiots.
I like that. Now, I don't know about you. I'm not a fan of the governor. However, with his press conferences, he seems much more human than he used to, and much more approachable, shall I say, than he's ever been. I think these are his best hours.
You know what I liked is when he had his youngest daughter, Michaela, there. Did you see that day?
Yes, I did, and she was giving him the eye, yep.
Exactly, because he said, people don't always like my sense of humor, and she's shaking her head no, like, daughter was.
That shows a human side that we have not seen before. Usually we get the this is the way it is if you don't like a tough attitude, but he's getting along with the president. The president's getting along with him much better.
I liked what he said about some of his elders when he was growing up. He said he learned the quote that said, "We grow too soon old and too late smart."
That's excellent. That really is, and that's the real life. Have you run into any social distance issues so far?
Not really that much. I mean, when I go shopping, I try to go near the end of the day when there aren't that many people around and just kind of go right where I need to go.
Yeah, it's like a strategic bombing attack. After you've been to the grocery store a few times, you know where everything is that you want. If it's a husband and wife or a boyfriend and girlfriend kind of deal, you split it up. So you go there, I'll go there, and get it done and get out. That's usually the best way.
Sometimes it makes you wonder, like, at home, do you want to take your shoes off and leave them in the garage or something and wash your hands right away?
Yeah, it's amazing how we're much more aware of what we do in every movement, every room. And so far, so good. We'll knock on wood. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Very nice call. Yep. Yes, we have another, I think, John is online. Whoops.
John has left the building, Sandy.
Wait,
so
you don't have a John there?
No.
I have one that's 6 feet away. You want to come over?
I might need to.
We lost our John.
We lost our John, but we gained Peter in St. Catharines.
You gained Peter, huh? Well, better than Dick, I guess. Peter, you're on WBEN. Hello, Peter.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, of course, Peter. Especially your calls on subjects like this. What do you have for us today, Peter?
Well, listen, I'm going to take away the political hat and just talk as an epidemiologist.
Okay.
Yeah, a couple of things quickly. One, I agree with you. I think Cuomo is doing little politics. Cuomo is at his finest hour, and I don't practice his politics, but I think right now he's being very magnanimous, and he's doing very good for New York and getting along with the president, which I appreciate. I want to say something here from an epidemiology point of view. I'm listening to the president every day. I'm listening to the team. I'm watching everything, and I'm reading reams of data. The president has done an excellent job, and not because of my politics. I'm going to say this. Had he not done what he did with the border with China, the United States would have been inundated with these cases. Had the rest of the world, not attacked him when he did it, they would have stopped this from unfolding from China and Europe. Dr. Burks on the stage, I listened to her yesterday. I think she heads the HIV program at CDC and within the United States. And her support of the president yesterday and her statements were excellent. They were bang on. When you listen to them yesterday, you can get the sense that they're beginning to deal with this the way it should have been done in the beginning. Look, this is a virus, and we have to take it seriously. This is a pathogen that's unfolding in the country and across the world. However, it was clear yesterday when Dr. Burks said it, and I want to say it again today so people could understand this. No person under 15 across the world has died from this pathogen. None. The deaths have accumulated only in persons over 85, 80 to 85, and with grave underlying conditions. I'm not talking about an ingrown toenail. I'm talking about serious cardiovascular, serious diabetes, etc. If you are a healthy, normal person, regular, going about your life, you go about your life. And I think that all of the initiatives the president has put in place, all of them, collectively, will deal with this issue. And this issue will settle out. People don't need to be that panicked about their mortality, etc. We're going to bump up against this. Our own immune system's going to deal with it. And the cases are just going up because we are testing for it now. We're detecting it. We alert it. So I even argue that this was even with us much longer. So I just wanted to speak today to say how much I appreciate what the president is doing, because he has taken leadership, and I think everything is going to work out just fine. Today I am not concerned as I was yesterday, mainly because of all of the economic fallout and the destruction to the economy if we don't take the next step, which is to open things back. Yes, in a phase controlled way, but look, we have 50,000 people in the United States die a year, sadly, from influenza. And most of them, 90%, are people over 80. We need to understand a simple fact. If you're an elderly person with multiple medical conditions, or you're just elderly, you are older now, your immune system is sluggish, it's not as compliant as when you are young, healthy person. But that's life. We can't be, the sky is falling. It is life. If my father had over 80, I say, Dad, you know, this is the situation. We have to protect you right now. Keep you indoors a little more. Wash hands more. You know, I'll stay away from you a little bit for now. But I'm going on with my life. And that's the way it has to be.
Well, it's well said, especially from somebody who works in the field. Does it seem to you like the press is trying to gin up a little conflict between the president, who is very excited and confident that we're going to do better and it'll be weeks instead of months, and the doctors, who are clinicians mainly, who say, let's play it by the book, let's not get too excited. He's trying to keep America in a decent frame of mind, and the clinicians want to do it by the book. Do you think the press is ginning that up?
Absolutely, and the press has been the enemy in this matter from the day. They have almost taken a mild, low-level matter and made it into a disaster, and he's struggling to put his arms around it because he's battling the press. When you listen to their questions, as he starts taking questions, they're like animals out of a pen. They're just attacking him, and not one of them, not one. I listen every day. Not one says, you know, Mr. President, I agree with that. Job well done on that. Yeah, I have a question for you, Mr. President. They come out of the bullpen like they want to just throttle him. But the thing about it is, you watch the guy and you listen to him. His tone, his demeanor, he's really, really calming the nation. And I think he has his arms around, and he signaled yesterday, Sandy, I put money on it that America will be open full strength in 2 weeks.
Bye. Well, let's hope he's right. And thank you, Peter. Appreciate it. Guys in the studio, Tony and Beamer, do you feel the same way I do? They're not even asking any questions for information. They're just asking gotcha questions. And it starts right with the very first one and doesn't end until an hour or sometimes 2 hours later. They're just looking for something gotcha.
Yeah, they usually start off with a hypothetical and just go off into left field. But I agree with a lot with Peter said. And, man, I'm so glad he calls in because he really knows what he's talking about.
He's an epidemiologist,
yeah,
so this would be
highly
right up
regarded,
field.
By the way.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that I wish the press were more honest in their questions. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with one of my favorite callers, former judge on the Supreme Court of New York State. Penny Wolfgang will be with us on News Radio 930 WBEN.
What What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We are back with Beach and Company. Thank you very much. And let's go to Judge Penny Wolfgang, who's on the line. Judge, welcome to the show.
Hi. Good to hear from you all. Good to talk to you all. And hello, all my friends. Hello, Tony. Hi.
Hi, Your Honor.
We're all happy you're here, Judge. I have a question you can help me with. I have the Dick and Jane book in Yiddish. And I'm going to see if you know what this term means, because I've never seen it. I know a lot of terms, but it says Dick and Jane have hired Priscilla to take care of Mother. Priscilla is from the island of Jamaica. She is a real hilf, H-I-L-F. What is a hilf, do you know?
Maybe it's a milf. Maybe they mean milf.
I know what milf is. I'm not really sure what hilf is, but...
I can't help.
You're my only, Norm Schrutt, and you are my only go-to people. I'll have to wait till I talk to Norman again. How are you coping with everything that everybody else is coping with now?
Well, it's difficult, but one thing I noticed is how many people are so nicer than usual. Don't you notice that? People are so kind, and people are so friendly. I mean, if you go out in the street, or I've always been walking, and everybody waves to you and smiles to you, and everybody feels, and people are calling and checking on me, which I think is so kind, that I haven't heard from in such a long time. So it's not just neighborly, but I think it's bringing people together.
I totally agree with you. Since I have a mobility problem that hopefully I'll get cured, I've been using a cane. And when people see a cane, it's like a magic wand. They open the door for you. They're very friendly. And I think part of it is also what we're going through now. So I noticed that you have a built-in advantage. You've always been a runner as long as I've known you. And now that's something you can do, get out in some fresh air. You're alone, so you're not going to get anything or give anything to anybody. So have you been running much?
I stopped running a few years ago when Michael said to me, if you run any slower, you'll be running back. Now I'm just walking. Yes.
Well, yeah, Michael said that because you're not supposed to be running with your robe on.
Yeah.
It kind of impedes your speed.
No, I'm home. I'm working. I'm preparing our wedding ceremony.
Oh, who is getting married, Judge?
My very best good friends are getting married, and I'm trying to come up, I'm working on a ceremony, and I'm trying to come up with some new one-liners, because I used my good ones at the last wedding that we had together for your sister, so now I'm trying to think of some new ones.
First of all, I've seen you do two weddings. You did Tony's wedding, and you were excellent. You did my sister Sandra's wedding, and you were excellent. Now you're going to do Bernie and I. Are you going to do our wedding? And I'm sure you'll use your best material.
Yeah, well, I'm working. I'm getting some new material. I was listening to your Groucho Marx this morning.
Yeah, Schnorr.
I'm thinking maybe I can come up with some good one-liners.
Yeah, Schnorr. Now, a Schnorr is a person that, what? It's a person that does something, right?
I think it's a person that kind of cheats you or tries to take something from you.
Take advantage of you. Yeah, that's what I thought. Because in the thing that, hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer, and then he says, did someone call me Schnorr? And that's always stuck in my mind, and now I know. So what do you have planned for today? You got an exciting day planned, Judge?
Not exactly, no. This is the most exciting part of my day so far.
How pathetic is that? You take the robe and leave it on a hook. I don't have the bench, and you're listening to this show. You couldn't have gone downhill faster.
No, no, I don't mean it. Most exciting part of my day is when my son-in-law, who is the only one in my family who can cook, so you know I can't cook anything, Jell-O, I can't even make Jell-O. He comes by once a day and brings me something wonderful to eat that he's made.
Well, that's good. Now, we talked earlier to the lieutenant governor, and she told us when, Kathy Hochul, she told us when she cooks at home, she makes a little extra and shares it with her neighbor, and I'm thinking, I would rather be her neighbor than your neighbor, because at least we know that she knows her way to the kitchen.
If you were, it wouldn't help you one bit. Like, I can't even make Jell-O, so you'd really starve.
Now, you introduced me to the lieutenant governor, and it was a nice day. I'm glad you did that.
Yes, and she's a wonderful person.
Yeah, she really is. All right, Judge, have a good day. And if you have to, when the show's over, call me on my home phone and I'll tell you a few jokes, okay?
No. I'm going to get some new ones that you haven't heard yet.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you, Judge. Always good. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Bye-bye. Tony, maybe you and the Buzzy can help her come up with some shtick for our wedding.
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah.
She's very good. Well, you remember, Tony, even though your pants were broken at your wedding, how good she was. She was excellent.
Oh, man. I was cracking up.
I had never seen her do that before. Then my sister Sandra's wedding, it was only a couple of weeks ago. Do you believe that? Seems like it was a long time ago.
Sure.
She was excellent again, and we've asked her if she'll do our wedding. Let's take a break and return. Remember, at 11 o'clock, Dr. Gail Burstein will be on with Susan and Maz on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach, not in the studio, but on remote location from the broadcast haven of Pendleton, New York. At 11 o'clock, approximately, we should be pretty close to time, we'll go to Dr. Gail Burstein with Brian and Susan, and we'll see what's going on with the county health department. Meanwhile, let's go to line one, and this should be Mary. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning. I should say, oy vey.
That's good. It's catching on. There we go. What's going on, Mary?
I'm glad you had this. You're doing well. You're living up to. Did you ever see the movie Anti-Mame?
Yeah, sure.
You life gave you lemons and you made lemonade.
Well, we're doing the best we can.
Nice lemonade stand there. I was going to say that I haven't encountered anything, you know, like the distance part, but I'm glad that I got through to you because I wanted to say I heard the newscast today and two things that I don't want to say I'm ahead of my time, but I've been writing to people saying, you know, defending the care, you know, direct care workers and nurses and people that work in hospitals and stuff, healthcare people. And I'm glad to see that the schools, you know, the nursing schools and the medical schools are doing what I suggested. Students, I just, they're hurting for doctors and nurses, right? What about, you know, I had suggested, like, for students to earn credits and stuff, like, instead of giving scholarships to athletes, give scholarships to students that are going into real work, like medical care, like even caregivers. Nursing school is not even, but especially nurses. That is a care that you cannot...
Yeah, and one of the schools said this morning that they are going to graduate their class. It's only a month early, and their class is of nurses and PAs, physician assistants, and pharmacists. So glad to hear them do that, Mary.
And the doctors, like the, you know, enter the medical school, you know, I had suggested, you know, doctors, you know, just be like their last couple of years, work in nursing homes, you know, alongside doctors, and you know, get their hands-on practice, literally.
Yeah, it's only a month before graduation. I'm sure they're not going to learn something in that month that is going to be applicable to you when you walk in the door.
Exactly. But I give my credit. I thank God every day for people that are in healthcare because, God, you know, especially now, those are the people that are the saints of this world, you know, and I truly appreciate that, and I'm glad people are, you know, acknowledging them. But so far, I haven't had any, you know, encounters like that. I went to, like, the Tops and stuff, but there's just a...
What about the kids? Governor was talking about the kids in the New York parks and the Florida beaches. He called them insensitive, arrogant, self-destructive, and disrespectful. I think, first of all, I got to remember that they're kids, but I think the governor is right about that.
In a situation like this, you know, I don't agree with this governor very much, but that is, he's really stepping up. I think he's taking a cue from the president because he's, some of the things, a lot of things he's been saying lately are really good. But one thing about the kids, you know, it shows their poor education. With this homeschooling, as long as I got you on the line here, the homeschooling, why don't the schools go to, you know, the people that homeschool their kids?
Yeah.
Schools partner or get in touch with those people that homeschool their kids and put stuff online. Have the schools contact somebody like a parent that teaches from home, and when one of those organizations work with the schools and do online homeschooling, like teach them how they do it at home school. And one more thing they should teach is this way we'd get cursive back. Give the kids, you know, make the kids keep a journal while they're gone, a written journal, if it's printed or cursive, you know, they can learn cursive. Print that, you know, the alphabet, the old alphabet online on one of those things, and let the kids practice writing.
Well, the kids are going to learn by a practical experience, as you just said, but I think that they have to learn that they're not indestructible. Now, no young person has died so far from this, and I'm sure when they see a headline like that, they take comfort in it. But why play the margins? Why would you want to be the first one in that age group to die? I don't think it's worth it. Thank you, Mary. Always good to talk to you, especially during times like this. We got about 4 minutes. Let's go to Bill on line two. Bill, you're on WBEN. Hello, Bill. I guess Bill is not there. Can I assume that, Tony?
He just hung up.
We just lost Bill before.
Yes.
Okay, how about Mark? Is Mark hanging in there?
I'm here.
Hi, Mark. What's on your mind today? Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Hello, Sandy. Good to talk to you again.
My pleasure.
You needed help with the word help. It means help.
Yeah. It means helper?
No, it means help. Helper.
Oh. Okay, good. Now that we know that, we're learning the different phrases from the Dick and Jane book in Yiddish, so people tuning in late. Have you encountered any social distance issues? And is the governor right about the kids who are disregarding any kind of helpful suggestions?
Yeah, I mean, kids are kids. They don't, not all of them, but they basically don't respect authority or rules. They think they know everything. So I think he's right. As far as social distancing, it's probably the right thing to do so we can kill this early, the spread. I mean, I think there's a lot of hype how bad it is. And when you get sick, it's more like the flu, unless you're of a certain age or condition. And those you have a condition you have to be careful of. But
You think this is going to change things in the near future? Say we get past this, are people going to stop shaking hands or hugging or any of the things that we've done since mankind has walked the earth?
Initially, a little bit. I mean, you remember they went to the fist bumps, which I don't particularly care for, you know, sometimes before this.
Yeah.
It will a little bit, but I think overall, it's really an age thing. I think if you're probably 50 or above, you're going to go back shaking hands, but it's fine. I mean, especially if you're a male. I mean, women didn't shake.
Yeah, and it meant more than just I have no weapon. Yeah, to a lot of people, a handshake was as good as a contract. And then when more disreputable people shook your hand and violated the contract anyway, that kind of went away. So as social mores change, so does the way we express ourselves. But I still think a good firm handshake is a partial judgment of whether this is going to be a trustworthy person or somebody that you want to be around.
Well, I have to tell you that over the years, and I'm very mature age, that I've had comments from people said, boy, that's a very firm handshake you have, and surprisingly so. And but that's I was brought up that way, and it's as a male, it's really a test of your sincerity, integrity.
I was brought up that way too, and I was also brought up that your word is your bond, and a good firm handshake is your bond as well. I think I like that more than not having that. So I hope we don't lose that. Period. Okay. Thank you very much for the call, Bill. We really appreciate it. Now we're going to count down to the interview with Dr. Gail Burstein. From Erie County, and Maz and Brian, Brian and Susan is what I meant to say. Brian and Susan will be doing that interview. Guys, in the studio until we get Dr. Burstein on the line, asking you a couple of questions. Do you agree with the insensitive, arrogant, self-destructive, and disrespectful label that the governor has put on young people who don't listen, whether they're in the beaches of Florida or the parks of New York? Do you believe that?
I think he's accurately labeling them.
Yeah, I think that you see it if you live with them, for sure. They always think that nothing's going to happen to them. And the same messages come out, though. They always come out at prom time, and people still, although they've converted more to limos and things like that, people generally prove those adages to be right. Okay, we're going to go to news, and then hopefully Dr. Gail Burstein.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.